Another court date comes around for a church in trouble in Sochi. Did you know that pronunciation could lead to the gospel? And here's a question to consider. What does poverty look like? The details are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The world's eyes will soon be off Sochi, Russia, with the Paralympics coming to a close this Sunday. But there's one thing that should stay on your radar. Sochi's government is trying to auction off the property and buildings of an evangelical church. According to Forum 18 News, the next court case is coming up March 25th. Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association weighs in.
The number one concern is always the gospel and the advance of the gospel and the right of people to, you know, worship and evangelize.
Church officials are expected to demonstrate their rights to the property at the next hearing. Until then, the church will continue its Fun Zone, a hospitality center that's using the Olympics to launch gospel conversations. Pray courage for church officials to speak boldly at the March 25th hearing. Pray the gospel will go forward in Russia.
I think in all the former Soviet countries, I mean, we really need to keep that first and foremost in our prayers.
Next, in neighboring Ukraine, tensions remain high as Sunday's Crimea referendum draws near. Ukrainian forces are still being held hostage by Russian troops. They've told Reuters that one executive order could end their lives. Russian Ministries is standing with churches in that region, helping people find stability in Christ. At our website, you can support their gospel outreach to young professionals. Please keep Ukraine in your prayers. This is Mission Network News. Things are changing in Haiti. 11 years ago, Haiti declared voodoo its state religion. 4 years ago, a massive earthquake changed that. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks.
One of the exciting things we've seen since the earthquake a few years ago is how many of the churches have had more of an organized evangelistic outreach.
BHM has been steadily growing ever since. With growth comes new vision.
The past 10 years, Rob Baker has done a tremendous job as we've gone through a time of transition, providing the kind of spiritual leadership and vision for moving forward that we really needed there at Baptist Haiti Mission. And he now has stepped away from that position, and Chris Lieb, who has been our director of youth ministries, is our new field director.
While Lieb brings new vision, it's the same ministry, bringing Christ to Haiti. Serve, disciple, and develop. Want to be a part of it? We'll connect you at our website.
I think if there's a shift or a change, that may be part of it, is really strengthening and increasing the spiritual impact.
Meanwhile, fun and interactive. That's how the 13th annual Cornerstone University English as a Second Language Training Conference is being described. Cornerstone University's Dr. Michael Pasquale is organizing the April 5th event in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We have a passion at Cornerstone of training teachers to be effective, whether they're in a school setting or in an informal setting like a church or community center. We want to see effective teaching, and these kind of workshops are geared toward preparing effective teachers.
Now, this conference can help churches using ESL as a way to share Christ. This year's focus? Pronunciation techniques.
It's something that their students crave, but it's also one of the areas that's most intimidating to teachers, especially if they're not professional teachers.
The guest speaker, Dr. Bill Acton, who's known for his teaching methods. Early bird registration runs through tomorrow. Register through a link at our website. And we close today's newscast with a question. What does spiritual poverty look like? The Seed Company is working to end biblical poverty everywhere. This month, they're inviting kids to be a part of it, too. Two bloggers connected to the ministry launched a campaign to raise $1,000 toward Bible translation work in the Tagasa region of Southeast Asia. They'll walk you through ways to make these teachable moments with your kids, too. We'll link you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crowns' new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News. The CD reminds us that we need to thrive in our walk with Christ, not just survive.
It's time for us to mourn.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you the Casting Crowns CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.